WCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP.
HTP, KD2, BNG, I have an announcement. Wendy, whenever you want.
Good time for your announcement. Please go ahead. Will be taken by a lot of people tonight, and I'm sure a lot of people are We're going to have thoughts and prayers for his family. KD2BNG, Glenn, I have you checked in. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign. Repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then please give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Tonight our early check-ins are about 21, so get comfortable. I'd like to recognize this time my husband Mark, W2MJB. Then I'd like to recognize Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM, N4IEI. Next we have Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LVI. Then Don from Piedmont, KG4PFI, and Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. Next, I would like to recognize Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. And Jack entered with his message, Merry Christmas to everybody. Next, we have Andrew from Simpsonville, W2AMD, and Tim from Simpsonville, KD4ETM. Next, I have Fred from Piedmont, K4RM. Russell checking in from Taylor, K2RCL. Mary from Piedmont, N4MRY. And Ben from Piedmont, KO4RIM. Next, I have Leroy from Taylor, KA5WLL. Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. And Landon from Dacusville, KG4WNP. I'd like to thank everyone on that list for taking advantage of the early check-in option that we have. At this time, I'd like to welcome anyone checking in on EchoLink. EchoLink stations only, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KN4HTP, EPCL, Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am at my QTH in Pelzer tonight. 7:30 U, 7:30 U, all in the net, and Mark, and Merry Christmas. A negative tonight.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend John from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Mr. John, I have you down for some RAC 2 later, and just letting you know I'm going to be asking you some questions about that new telescope that I think ready to be launched tomorrow or the next day, sometime soon, anyway. So thanks for hanging around for some RAC 2. Next, I'd like to welcome Fred, checking in from Pelzer, KO4NNH. Fred, I'll let Mark know you said hello and hope you have a Merry Christmas. Tonight being... What night is tonight? Friday. It's Friday night. It's not my usual night, in my defense. It's Friday night. And so, we will begin with the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform check-in. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel, and my location is Travis Rift. 73 to you on the net, and all on the net, I'll be negative and negative tonight. tail mark, we said hello, Wendy. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
KN4HTP. Please check in Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Edmund. And I'll be negative and negative and listening in for everybody tonight. Merry Christmas.
Good day, good evening, Merry Christmas to everyone.
4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dan, KJ4WZM. Hope you're having a good evening out your way, Daniel, and I will pass along your greetings to Mark. Next, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Inman, KN4VWA. Thank you for joining us tonight, Steve. Then I have, there was a station that there was too much static for me to hear it, so I'd like to invite that station to try checking in again, and anyone who can hear them better than I can and might be comfortable with a relay, that would be great.
Relay. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus, North Carolina.
Thank you. Keith from Columbus, or Columbus. Yeah, that's right, Columbus. KE4ZEF. Thank you for that relay. Then I have Ron checking in from the Land of Waz, but I did not get your call sign. Can you repeat your call sign, please?
Sign is W4WOZ. Whiskey 4, Oscar Zulu.
Thank you, I got that. W4WOZ. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. I just realized that I did not make my own announcement that I wanted to make at the beginning of the net, and that is that following the roll call, I will read the poem "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And so if anyone would like to tune in to that, that would be great. Or just to stay gathered around the radio for a few moments after the roll call, that would be really nice. All right, at this time, we'll go ahead and give another opportunity for the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP. Evening, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. Merry Christmas to you and all on the net.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in K1CJW, that is Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Dickens, negative and negative, and a very, very Merry Christmas to all.
Steve B. Wendy, Mark, and all on the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary 3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark. Merry Christmas to y'all and all on the net.
4HTP. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlina 4 Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. And Merry Christmas to you and everybody on the net.
WSKN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4 DMW. Mr. Rick brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, and his daughter, Michelle, KK4 ONO and KM4 MOQ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Rick. And please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Roland from checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. Next, I'd like to welcome Gary and Miss Joy, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Next, I'd like to welcome Kurt, checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Merry Christmas to you too, Mr. Kurt. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Or DOS.
Recheck.
I meant to tell you a while ago when I checked in, the SantaNet is on 3916, 3.916. If you've got small children and they're still up and you would like them to talk to Santa Claus tonight, you can get on there and see if you can get through to Santa. But anybody that wants to listen, it's on 3916. KI4DOS, back to net.
Hey, Miss Wendy, let me add to Gary's comment that if you would like to check your child in to the Santa Claus CQ Santa Net, go to cqsanta.com, fill out the little information there, and you can put your child's name in and the call sign, and their age. And Santa Claus will make a call to your child. And, it's just absolutely hilarious to listen to these young kids talk to Santa Claus up in the North Pole. So it's a good thing. And Merry Christmas, Miss Wendy.
This is KN4HTP, set control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for that information, Mr. Gary and Mr. Chad. That sounds like a lot of fun. I am so glad that Santa is giving us that opportunity tonight. So cqsanta.com, and it's 3916 for the Santa Net. That sounds like a lot of fun. So anybody interested in that, that's how you how you'll find it out and listen in to hear what kind of things children are asking Santa for or to check your child in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP or net control.
Echo, Zulu, November, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around for a second or two of comment tonight, Wendy. Merry Christmas.
Everybody out there, Merry Christmas.
This This is KN4HTT, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome the station KO4HKX. And I didn't get your name or location. I had a lot of static coming through on my radio. Can you recheck with your name and location, please? KO4HKX.
4-8-6, Patrick,
10-Rose. Mr. Patrick, I got it that time. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. And Mr. Harry, I have you down for some RAG 2 later. Next, I'd like to welcome Gene from Taylor's, W4FHJ. And Mr. Kevin from Fountain Inn, KN4UBG. I hope you have a Merry Christmas too, Mr. Kevin. Nels at this time in the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control, please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4 Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening, Merry Christmas to you, Wendy, and all over the net, 73.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and wishing each one of you a very, very Merry Christmas in 73.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dennis, checking in from Gaffney, KG4JIA. Thank you for those Merry Christmas wishes. Next, I'd like to welcome James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Merry Christmas to you too, Mr. James. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're in the group India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, and I'm Duncan up in Asheville, North Carolina. Check me in and out tonight, 73, and Merry Christmas to you and everybody on the net.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen. 73, Merry Christmas.
4HTP. 4HTP. Hello, Wendy. This is KC4MFK, Donna, and my husband Larry for JCQ. We live in Greer, and check us in and out tonight, and Merry Christmas to all.
HTP. Wendy. Good to hear your voice on the radio again. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike. Walt up here in Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but I can't wait to listen to your Night Before Christmas. And you at Mark and all on the net. Merry Christmas.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Duncan, checking in from Asheville, KO4JKB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Duncan. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, too. Next, I'd like to welcome Juan, checking in from Greenville, WA4KC. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Juan. Merry Christmas. Then I'd like to welcome Miss Donna, checking in from Greer, KC4MFK. And Miss Donna, I did not get the other person or call sign that you were checking in. So can you please recheck that with me?
Good evening, Wendy. This is KK4JBQ, Larry. I'm the other guy that Donna checked in. KK4JBQ.
Awesome. Thanks, Miss Donna, for checking in tonight. It's fun to hear you on the radio. And Mr. Larry, our friend, out there in Greer, KK4JBQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, and hope you guys are having a Merry Christmas. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Thanks for joining us tonight, Walt. And it's nice to know you're going to be hanging around for the poem, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. All right, is there anyone else at this time in the group India through Lima? India through Lima that would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call Net Control to check in.
HTP, please check in Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County, be native and native, 7-3 to you and all of the net, and Merry Christmas.
For HDP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 PXB. That's Boyd and Pinsella, KO4 PXB.
HDP. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, name is Chad, QTH is Campobello, South Carolina. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP, her name is Anna. We'll be in and out tonight, but Miss Wendy, I got a quick comment. So I wanted, for my Christmas present, I wanted Miss Donna to check into the net. And she did. So thank you for your Christmas present to me, Miss Donna. I appreciate that. And Miss Wendy, I've got my whole family here, and they are all wanting to say Merry Christmas to you. So I would like to produce a piece of traffic. Number one, let me know when you're ready for your traffic.
At this time, I'll recognize this group, and then I will give you an opportunity, Mr. Chad. It sounds fun. So I'd like to welcome Matt, checking in from Western Greenville County, WG4MC. And then I have Lloyd, KO4PXB. Mr. Lloyd, I did not get your location, though. KO4PXB. Can you recheck with your location?
KO4PXB, that's Simpsonville, South Carolina.
KO4PXB from Simpsonville. Thank you for that recheck. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Chad, checking in from Campobello, and he brings along Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and his call sign is KO4NUE. Sounds like he's having a nice gathering at his house. And Mr. Chad, let's go ahead with your traffic at this time.
HTP, are there any objection to the net for third-party traffic? Now stand by on the count of three. One, two, three. Merry Christmas, Wendy! This is KO4NUE, back to net.
KN4HTP, thank you. That was a very Merry Christmas wish. I loved it. So thank you to all your family and friends that are gathered there. At this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else in the group, Mike through Papa, that would like to check in. Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KP, recheck.
Check.
KP, this is KO4NH. I'd like to check in my father, KI4MRA. He is currently in Germany tonight, but he'll be back tomorrow in Greer. I just want to check them in real quick.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome KI4MRA, checking in from Germany, soon to be home tomorrow. That'll be really nice. Well, it's not really a surprise, but it'll be a nice event for you for Christmas. So thank you for checking him in. I'm still loving my big Merry Christmas wish from Chad. All right. We'll give another opportunity here for Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
4HTP. KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. My name is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative, and wishing everybody out there a Merry Christmas.
Check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW registration. No traffic, no revenue.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty, KO4QLG. Thank you for checking in tonight, Chris. And then I have Rick checking in from Greenville, K4ROW. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio. Hope you're having a Merry Christmas. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'm going to open it up to the big group for check-ins, all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in tonight, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Control. Check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, KK4LAZ. Jim down here in Simpsonville tonight. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and Merry Christmas to everybody out there listening.
WFU, again in Simpsonville, in and out.
For HTP, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to everybody on the net, and Merry Christmas.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Jim, checking in from Simpsonville, KK4LAZ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. Merry Christmas to you, too. Next, I'd like to welcome Ian, checking in from Simpsonville, K4WFU. Nice to have you joining us around the radio as well. And then I'd like to welcome Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Merry Christmas, Dave. Is there anyone else at this time that would like to check in? We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
TP or Net Control. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo, that's K4XD. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I mean negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. All right, we'll do one more call for anyone who'd like to check in, listening in. You're welcome to check in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just want to let everybody know it's been a great night for check-ins. It's nice to have such a big group gathered around the radio tonight. We're all in our own locations, but we're all together over the radio. So thank you for joining in tonight. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net, with my thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And We will now have our special Christmas Eve reading of Twas the Night Before Christmas. After that, we'll check in for, we'll check for more check-ins, and then I'll begin the rag chew portion. All right, I guess I'm going to give an introduction beforehand. So this is a little piece of my childhood that I'm sharing with you, and so I guess it's a little piece of my heart that I'm sharing with everyone listening in on the radio. Since I was old enough to remember, my mother would read this story to me and my siblings every Christmas Eve, and it would make us excited, of course, looking forward to Christmas morning, but also it was designed to quiet us down and help us go to bed. So, and she, it's something that she always, she loved doing it. She absolutely loved reading us this story. She loved the Christmas holiday, and she, anyway, I miss her. And I know there are a lot of us that have someone that we are missing tonight, or maybe more than one someone. But I trust that my mom is happy where she is, and that she wants me to be happy. And so I remember her at her happiest tonight, and that was when she spent time with me and her children reading this story, and then later on to her grandchildren, she would read this story. And I remember she would always put on a fun Christmas sweater and gather them all around, and she just absolutely loved her family, and she created this tradition for us. And so I'm grateful to everyone listening in that allows me to continue that tradition. My child is grown, and I do not have grandchildren yet, but I'm continuing the tradition here with you over the radio, and I hope you take a moment to remember those as both people that you're missing at their happiest, and treasure them. So, yeah, I will begin with the story. It was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap when, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below, when, what to my wondering eyes should appear, but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. Then in a twinkle I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. Sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night." For tuning in to that fun story, and I'm really glad that you were able to join us tonight for this holiday tradition. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, it looks like I have my friend John signed up for some rag chew. KN4RJN, how has your day been?
This is KN4HTP. Well, we had my daughter come over, who's down from Virginia, visiting her daughter, my other daughter, and we had lunch and spent the day together, and then we're going over there to my elder daughter's home and tomorrow for Christmas, and have dinner with them, and haul all the presents over there for the grandkids and everybody over there, and then haul all of it back over here, and we'll do our family's stuff over here. But all in all, it was growing up in Indiana, I'm kind of used to a white Christmas, so it was, 50-something degrees today, almost 60. So I heard somebody on the radio talking about that earlier. They were from, Pennsylvania or somewhere up in there, and weren't quite used to this kind of weather for Christmas. But, hey, we're in the South. So all in all, not a bad day, and looking forward to tomorrow. I read a thing in the paper the other day about a woman was going to have a pajama Christmas. Basically, they get up when they want to, stay in their pajamas. Anybody of their family and friends that wants to come over can come over and sit on the couch, read a book, watch Netflix, play a video game. No cooking, no nothing, just, hanging out and not dealing with all the stress of wrapping presents, cooking meals, and all that kind of stuff. And I thought, that sounds like a pretty good idea to me, but hey, what do I know? Anyway, man, how was your day?
And it sounds like with the moving presents here and moving presents there, you should have got a sleigh and some reindeer. That's just what made me think. That's what I thought of when you told that story. I can sympathize with the lady who has Christmas be her pajama day. My little family here, we gathered last night in the family room, and we were just sitting there chatting, with our feet up and all relaxed, and it was really pleasant. So I can see how she would enjoy her Christmas day like that, the lady you heard about. But you're right, when you got grandkids to enjoy, you gotta put in a different kind of effort than a lazy Christmas day. But some of us get to enjoy that too, so that's cool. Yeah, we had 60 degrees down here, so we're having a warm Christmas. I think it's going to be even warmer tomorrow. So I'll definitely have to spend some time outside on the back porch. We don't have too many birds around at this time of year, but we have some evergreens back there, so I can turn on some Christmas music and sit out there and enjoy the 70-degree weather.
This is KN4RGN. Roger that. Now, that's probably what we're going to be doing. My son-in-law's got a pretty good-sized back deck, and I suspect that we'll be out there enjoying the weather. But anyway, what questions do you have about James Webb?
This new telescope that's getting launched, hopefully tomorrow. I was trying to decide why did they pick that day to launch the telescope. But I want to know how it's different from the Hubble. How I'm assuming there are a lot of improvements. It's been 30 some odd years or something. So. Just curious what additional capabilities it has, and I just love the Hubble telescope pictures that we get to see, so I'm excited to see something from the Jim West telescope.
This is KN4RJN, Rogers, James Webb telescope. The Hubble actually launched in 1990, so it's been a while, but... Well, the Hubble telescope has a primary mirror of a little over 7 feet diameter. James Webb has a primary mirror that is 21 feet diameter, and it's made of several hexagonal. gold-plated beryllium pieces that make the overall mirror 21 feet in diameter. The main thing with it is that Hubble telescope would look at the near ultraviolet visible and near infrared portions of the spectrum. The Webb telescope is going to be able to look at a much lower frequency into the mid-infrared and be able to see things that have redshifted that are too far away and too old for Hubble to see. So it's going to be able to see very, very much further. Because of its observing in the infrared, in order to do that without, heat interference, it's got to be kept cold. So it will also be deployed with a sun shield. To keep the sun from heating it up, and it will be way, way out there. It'll be about 1,000,000 miles out. It's at the what's called the Lagrange point between the Earth and the Sun, which is the point between two orbiting objects where the gravitational pull of both of them is the same. So it's not quite four times the distance of the distance from the Earth to the Moon out there. It's a ways, 1.5 million kilometers. And its sun shield is a silicone and aluminum coated cap on, which keeps the mirror and instruments below about 370 degrees below Fahrenheit to keep it from getting heated up. So it can see further into the infrared than Hubble can, and it can see further, and obviously its mirror is much, much bigger. So that's the main things of it. But it will launch tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern Standard Time from from French Guiana, which is in South America, north of Brazil. Portion of South America owned by the French, and it's the European space port that they have down there in Kourou, French Guiana. And the launch will be streamed live over the internet. You can just Google, James Webb Space Telescope launch, and I think CBS is doing it, and probably a few other stations that will stream it live over the internet if you want to watch. But that will be 7:20 a.m. tomorrow morning.
I'm just really excited to see the pictures that come back from this. This might be too specific of a question, but how long will it take the telescope to get to its location at the Lagrange point?
This is KN4RJN. That I do not know. It's going to take it a little while to get out there because, 1,000,000 miles from Earth is, is a bit of a distance, but... It's it has to get out there, and then in order to launch it, because this thing has to, because of the size of the mirror and the size of the sun shield, that basically is all folded up inside the rocket. And once it gets out there, then they have to unfold the sun shield and unfold the mirror and get all that stuff. So it's going to be a little while before they get it up and running. But after it finally gets, you know, to where it's going, you know, a million miles is a bit of a trek. So I believe, let me see here if I can find that real quick. Well, it's going to take a while to get out there. Let's just put it that way. But at and there's I read one NASA guy saying there's only, you know, a million things more that can go wrong after we get it launched because of where it has to go, get into a stable position orbit there, and then unfold all that stuff, and then, you know, bring all the computers up and all the other optical instruments up and all that thing. So this is it's an ambitious project, and for, you know, however many billions it cost to do this, which was what did this thing cost? It cost at least a billion. I forget what the actual cost of this thing was, but this is a billion-dollar gamble, and we shall, you know, wow, okay. About nine, it was estimated at $9.7 billion, of which $8.8 billion was spent on the spacecraft design and development. So yeah, this is an expensive one. But anyway, it's planned for a 5-year mission. Although Hubble was planned for a 5-year mission, and like I said, they launched it in 1990, and it's still going strong. So hopefully, this thing will last for quite some time. But every astronomer, professional astronomer out there, is, you know, salivating, waiting for this thing to get into operation.
Where you have to be really patient because, I see now once it gets out there and then everything has to be opened up and I'm assuming tested and all that kind of stuff. So, but it is exciting. But I see that those involved need to be patient. And I just thought it was funny that, you know, they probably have to have a few guys there. They're trying to think of all the worst case scenarios. What can go wrong? What can go wrong? Because I would be one of those people who's like, no, it's going to work the way we planned it. It's going to go good. It's going to be perfect. And then you have to have those other people who are saying, well, what if this happens? Well, what if that happens? Well, we got a plan for this. We got a plan for that. So I guess you got to look at the whole picture and all the possibilities so you can be as prepared as possible.
This is KN4J and Roger. I actually saw a special on the thing the other night on TV, and they had the thing in the lab, and they unfolded it and folded it back up and unfolded it again. I don't know how many times to work out all the kinks of things not quite folding out right, and motors not doing what they're supposed to do, and pulleys screwing up, and, you know, and they have deployed that thing inside the lab I don't know how many times to finally get it, you know, everything just right, because if, you know, one little cable kinks somewhere, you can't just walk over and fix it. You know, it's a million miles from Earth, and you got other problems. So everything has to work just perfectly. So, and all the moving parts in this thing are, well, there's a lot of them. So, yeah, there's all kinds of things that could go wrong. Hopefully, nothing major goes wrong and it gets out there and deploys. I don't think they're expected to see any images from it until, you know, like late fall of next year, because of the distance it has to go and all the stuff that has to happen. But when they do, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them too.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, this is what, to me, it's pretty interesting. I don't know, we're probably putting everyone else to sleep tonight. but I'm really enjoying it, so. I think I'll take a short break here and check and see if I have anyone else that would like to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to invite anyone listening in who would like to check in to do so. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.